Hi, Diane. This is Betty Bohati calling. You have the most beautiful voice coming through on your message. My goodness, I love it. I think I just am going to call you so that I can hear that more often. I wanted to let you know that the buprenorphine is the film, not the tablet. And the thyroid that I'm taking is actually a natural medication, so I don't think it might be covered at all. It's made from a pig, the P-I-G. I call it my pig pill. So it probably won't be covered by any insurance company. I don't know. But anyway, if you need to know anything else, just give me a call, 402-615-3012. Thanks so much, kiddo. Bye-bye. My gosh, she has a pretty voice. It is so calming and soft and, it was beautiful. I told her. I mean, I called just to listen to her.
I see the lights on behind you. The city also is still working around. Thank you. But it will likely cost all of us more to keep the lights on.
The Omaha Public Power District anticipates an increase of 5 to 9% each year until the end of the decade. First Alert 6 reporter John Chapman tells us the bump could be more costly for some.
Where's your provider of Paul's Legends, Comics, and Coffee? She has to keep the lights on here. And at home.
Given the climate of everything right now, it's not good news, that's for sure. It's frustrating. I'd like to see exactly why it's necessary.
OPPD officials say there are quite a few reasons why a rate increase is needed. Their customer base is growing. Over the last 5 years, adding 23,000 new meters to their service area.
That is the size of Grand Island. The whole meter count in Grand Island, the OPPD organization, has added.
OPPD officials say demand for energy will continue to grow as our community grows. The utility still plans to improve this infrastructure by taking down high-in-the-sky power lines that have to be replaced when the weather grows angry.
We're going to take about 20,000 miles of that, which is a significant volume. We're going to continue to vary that.
Building infrastructure to keep up with energy demand has been hit hard by inflation. OPPD officials point to concrete up 43%, copper 63% increase, and steel up 33% over the last 5 years. Officials say these are just a few examples of why electric rates have to go up.
We would estimate that's going to be about 5 to 9% each year.
This increase comes at a bad time for Wendy. Her coffee shop is already taking a tariff hit.
So I guess the timing of this happening is no surprise, really, because everything is going up.
Wendy says while everything is going up, there's very little she can do right now. Most of her product is pre-priced.
It's not like I can change the cover prices of the book, so the $4.99 book is still $4.89. I can't charge more. So it's something that, you know, a small business owner just has to kind of see.
Keeping the lights on here and at home be hard for Wendy. But she says it's just the way things are right now.
It's going to be tough all over. Right now, especially, you know, everything's getting more expensive. The climate of the world has changed, and the higher everything gets, it's harder on everyone.
In Omaha, I'm John Chapman, First Alert 6.
The rate increase would take effect on January 1st if the board votes to approve it at its December meeting. Residential customers would see a 6% increase. So if your average bill is $115, you would see an increase of about $7 a month for the first year. OPPD officials say
they're waiting.